Thank you for holding. Is this Dr. AJ?
Yes, sir, it is. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, man. Can't complain.
That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm one of the directors. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, sir. She did a phenomenal job.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, sir. I kind of understand just because I do use Google a lot, and I know how the listing and everything goes.
Okay. Yeah, those three guys next to the map capitalize on about 90% of the traffic, so we're basically talking about putting you where majority of people are going to look before they call somebody for help this summer. So I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you can cherry pick them and do what you want to do and don't do what you don't want to do.
I mean, I'm definitely open to it if I can afford it, you know. I'll take any help I can get.
Yeah, I'll work with you on the pricing. The hard part really is just getting the spots. You know, sometimes it's years before we can even have this conversation because if a business owner has that spot, there's three spots, but if all three of those guys lock it up and nobody discontinues or relocates, then, you know, we can't bring anybody else on. It's basically just a waiting game for one of those guys to fall off.
Right.
So that's the benefit to you is we have the spot open, and then you being such a new business, you know, it should definitely accelerate things if you're looking to grow. Do you have a website at all?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. We actually have a package for that, but it does kind of change the pricing structure a little bit. The package with the website included, it's called our Platinum Package Bundle. It also includes other things like Facebook ads, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. Yeah, it puts you on the first page of Bing too, actually, because they pull from Google's top three for the top five on Bing. So, you know, you're on the first page of Bing. Yeah, I mean, that's an A to Z marketing strategy. It's basically designed for a company that's starting from scratch, and we just got to get in there, verify you on Google, build everything, top to bottom website, everything. So, usually that package is $4.99 month to month, though. So that's kind of the hurdle there, but there is a new in business credit that I could apply. If I apply the new in business credit, I could actually get it down to just $2.99 month to month, and then you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that since you're new. We'll just be going 30 days at a time with you, kind of evaluate it as we go. But that rate would also be locked in for you, too. So if you come on board with us today, Dereja, it's not just the first month that you're saving $200. It's every month because you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us.
Right.
Yeah, it won't go up or change on you. There's no other, like, lead fees or click fees or call fees. So, I mean, Tara told me you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, if you compare them side by side, I mean, the bang that you get for your buck on this is like 10 to 1, especially compared to HomeAdvisor by Angie. Because do you know how they get their leads?
No, I do not actually. I heard that they go on Facebook. That's really all I heard is that they like, the person that contacted me, his name's Martin, and he said that he had somebody that was working for him, and she just kind of looks on Facebook or wherever and kind of finds people that are looking for, you know, landscaping and, you know, grass cutting and stuff like that.
So they're one of the largest purchasers of Google advertising in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on the first page. So if you look up lawn care or landscaping in New Orleans, you'll see the top recommended guys where we're talking about listing you now. But just underneath it, you'll see a Home Advisor by Angie's listing. It says top 10 best lawn care and landscaping. And so they put themselves on the first page of Google because they know that's where everybody looks. You could just pull out your phone, Google lawn care landscaping. But if somebody clicks on their listing, they get turned into a lead, and then that's what they're selling to you is the information from people that are finding them on Google but clicking on, you know, get multiple quotes now on Home Advisor by Angie's, that top 10 listing there. So, you know, you being up here is listed independently on Google, people could call you directly, and you don't have to pay per lead or deal with the leads going to four or five other guys. So it's like if you took $299 and you put that into Home Advisor by Angie's, you could probably burn through that in like a week or two with the lead fees that they have. If they're charging $50 a lead, you only get like six of them, and you've spent $299, you know? Right. Being on the first page of Google, you're not limited. Also, Bing, Facebook, Yelp, we have like 10 different ways of generating leads, and none of them you have to pay per lead on.
Right.
So it's a long-term solution. That's what I'm saying. If you compare the two side by side, you know, it'd be pretty obvious. Just being on the first page of Google alone will beat that. But with all the other things we do for you, building your site.
That's what I'm realizing, man. I wish I would have called me a couple of days earlier, man.
Well,
I
gotta have the spot open.
I literally just started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But that's what I realized.
The long-term branding effects of this, though, too, is like even if you decided after a couple months you wanted to leave it, which I don't think you will. I mean, once you compare it, I'm sure you'll pick this as the long-term solution for you. But let's just say worst-case scenario, you said, hey, I don't want to do it anymore. We part ways as friends. You keep everything. So people will still be able to see you on Google, look up your name, see your reviews, see your website, see all this content, see that you're a real company, like a legitimate business, not just some company that's, you know, going through that Home Advisor by Angie system.
Right.
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah,
if I could approve that...
Is that the only package I'll have?
No, that's just the best one. Yeah, I mean, there's another one called a Pro, and the only difference between the Pro, it has literally everything that the Platinum has. It's just you don't have Facebook ads.
Okay, and how much does that one run?
Well, with your discount for being a new business, it would be $199. So it actually makes it about $100 cheaper with the discounts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But that still includes like the website and everything?
Yeah. So you still get all the bells and whistles. The only thing we take off from there is the Facebook. That's literally the only difference between the Pro and the Platinum bundle.
Huh, okay. And say, if I wanted to next month or whatever, could I upgrade to the Platinum?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have other features you could upgrade to too. We also have Google Guarantee on the first page. That's Google's pay-per-lead system. And we also do Google Ads because the local listing like this can only cover up to 40 miles. But let's say you started growing the company crazy and you wanted to show further, you could always call in and we could do the Google Ads to hit those further areas too. So there are other things you could definitely upgrade to in the future.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, for me right now, the Pro sounds probably more of my rate.
Yeah.
Just because I did just pay Angie's list. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had that spot open, man.
It's
I would have just
listing.
Paid y'all whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's okay. I mean, obviously the proof is in the pudding. You know, as a new business owner, it's kind of what happens is you kind of gotta throw a couple of things against the wall and see what sticks. You know?
Yeah.
And I know the Google listing is the most important thing. Like, just getting that spot, even if you do it at the $199, it'll definitely outperform anything that Home Advisor by Angie's can do, because that's what they'd use in order to get them. You're just cutting out the middleman, basically.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's definitely what I'm looking for, man.
Okay. So you want to start out with a Pro?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so what I'll do then, I'm going to create the account, your Google Business profile for the company. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the business. And then I'll set up a client interview so that you can meet with our back-end guys. They're the ones who will actually build your website for you, you know, customize all the listings, make sure we're targeting the right areas and the right keywords. So on the first page of Google, Dereja, you can only have one phone number. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes. Is this the 407 number?
Yeah, 407-6546.
Yes, sir. Use this one, please.
All right. Do you spell your first name Durayjay? That's how Tara sent it over.
No, it's Derejee.
Derejee. Oh, that's cool. I like that a lot better.
Thank you.
The way she had it was like, whoa.
A little easier on the eyes, huh?
Yeah. It looks a lot better like that. I love that. My son's name is Kyrie, so I'm actually a fan of the E's. He has two E's in his name.
Oh,
instead
yeah?
Of I-E. Yeah, it's K-Y-R-E-E. Yeah. Oh, kind of girly, though. I've been realizing it, though. People keep calling us going, your daughter? And I go, it's a boy. You drive me nuts. Oh, man. What's your last name?
That's funny.
I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing.
Okay.
What's the last
name? Did you
I'm
ask
sorry.
For my last name?
Yeah, yeah, so that I could put
it
in the paper.
I thought I heard that, but I thought I was just hearing things.
No, you're good.
Gaspard?
Gaspard.
G-A-S-P-A-R-D. Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's your business email address?
Gaspard, grass, and gardens at gmail.com.
Gaspard Grass and Gardens at gmail.com. Okay. And yes, you can get help if you need it, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm sure you're going to have an overflow. Everybody does. Don't drive yourself crazy.
Uh-huh.
Like, you got to get to everybody. But, you know, obviously you'll make more money if you could get to as many of them as possible. So we like that.
Right.
We wanna,
yeah, no, that's
wanna
definitely the goal, man.
Long.
I mean, I don't mind being a little overwhelmed right now, you know?
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. It's better to have too much and turning people down than to not have enough, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah, people tell me that all the time. Like, I don't know, because I don't know about this. I'm turning guys down. I'm worried I'm going to get bad reviews. I'm like, we protect your reviews for you. We have review monitoring. And it's just a lot better to have too much than
oh,
not
wow,
enough.
That's cool.
Yeah, you just take what
I
you can.
I didn't know that
y'all
do all that as well.
Yeah. Because Google uses verified reviews, and then we verify them. So they have to be, like, logged into their email and it traceable back to them. Otherwise, they can't just go on there and, like, slander your business and it's not even, like, a customer or anything like that.
Huh. That's cool. Yeah. I like that.
We could dispute
That's a cool
them.
Feature.
Yeah, that way we maintain a good reputation, you know. Try to keep you as close to five stars as possible. It helps us, too. I mean, at the end of the day, we need you to make money in order for us to make money, you know. So
yeah.
I want you to have a good review.
Mm-hmm.
What's your street address? Google's going to send you a pin in the mail. It's called a pin verification. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there.
Oh, okay. It's 818 Tyler Avenue, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70123.
Why am I not getting New Orleans?
Oh, it might be Harahan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I see Harahan here. 70123?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was odd. We had you in New Orleans as well, but on Google Maps,
yeah.
We switched it to Harahan.
Yeah, for some reason, sometimes when I look it up, it says New Orleans, and sometimes when I look it up, it says Harahan.
Mm.
It's not that far away, so I guess.
Mm. Same zip code.
Sometimes it gets confused. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries, I got it. And then for this website, do you have a logo or, like, pictures of work that you've done in the past by chance?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm still trying to work on an official logo, though, but
we
do
can
have
help
pictures.
You. Yeah, we could help you with the logo.
Okay.
If you have just, like, a starting point, though, that you could send in, that would help. Or if you get, like, a general idea, and then they'll send a bunch of drafts. The good thing is, too, is we can make sure that we're not, like, breaking any copyright laws, you know?
Yeah.
So you could check that, too, while we're making it. That way we're not interfering with anybody. So I sent you an email address. Just send in what you do have as far as, like, photos and then logo to that email. And then they'll start working on it. They'll present you with some options. And then I'll also text you my direct number and extension. If you need help with any of that, just feel free. You could send me a direct message or call into me directly. We also have 24/7 customer service, so if you don't like me, we got 450 people that work here. You're gonna like somebody. So.
No, man, I like talking to you, man.
You're very
easy, and you're a great help, man.
I like to hear that. I like to get that on the recorded line, so they know I'm doing a good job here. All right. So, how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I guess we could do, like, 7:30 to 5.
7:30 to 5. Is that going to be Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Yes, Monday through Friday. I mean, I do work weekends, but that just depends on, you know, what I got going on that week and if I have, like, rain or whatever.
Okay.
You know?
I just put Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. So that way they could still call you, but
yep.
It's up to you on what you want to do.
Perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you.
If I put close, then the calls are just going to stop completely. So.
Okay.
And then can we go cash, check, and card, or do you accept all three? Or?
Some guys
are weird
about
checks.
I don't have one of those little scanners for a card.
Oh, okay, no
card. So what's that?
No, I was going to say, sometimes in this area, whether no matter what it is, like every industry, everybody's kind of weird about the checks. Like they're just weird about, they don't want the check to bounce.
Huh.
Wow.
I mean, I find checks are probably one of the best ways, to be honest.
That's what I tell them. I'm like, don't, like, say no to checks, especially if it's, like, a cashier's check, because that's basically just money. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
no,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I guess it's just weird when they, like, sometimes they have checks bounce. Like, people hire them, and then they don't have the money to pay them.
I guess I've just been fortunate enough that it hasn't happened to me yet. But,
yeah. Well, if it ever does, let us know. Definitely something we can help with, you know. A blacklist.
Oh,
them.
Yeah.
His name all over the internet.
I'll definitely have to keep that in mind.
Yeah,
I might have a couple people on my list already, man.
I'm sending over some numbers, a couple X's. Oh, man. All right, so I got your business profile created here. In terms of, I'll do the client interview. I'll schedule that after, actually. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
I can give you my card number.
Okay, so is this card, is it going to be under your name, or does it say Gaspard Grass and Gardens on it?
No, this one's just going to be under my name.
Okay. So
yeah, I just got my LLC and my EIN, so I'm going to open up a business account. So
is that, is your name like Creole?
I'm trying to get everything in line. What's that?
Is your name Creole? Like
no,
your first
it's actually
name?
Ethiopian.
Oh, okay. I was going to say,
I'm
it sounds so unique. Like, do they put like any kind of accent on it or no, normally?
No.
No?
No,
it's just
no
Duraje?
Accent. It's just
okay.
Right there. Yep.
Yeah. I just didn't
yeah,
know.
I'm Ethiopian
like,
and I was adopted. So.
Really?
Yeah, so that's why it's a little different.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, appreciate
it's
it.
It's unique. It's good to be unique. You know, my full first name is actually Jazwan. My middle name is John. And then my last name is
what?
Yeah, exactly. That's the reaction.
That's a crazy name. That's awesome.
That's the reaction I get all the time.
Nobody with that name.
Yeah, I'm literally the only one. It's Jazwan. But yeah, it's everybody butches it.
How did you come up with that?
My dad, I don't know. My dad's from South Central LA. Big old black dude. He just got creative. my mom's like, he did it. And then my grandfather is John. So my mom put my middle name John. So it helped me out. A lot of people, mess up my first name and I'll just go by my middle name.
Oh yeah,
name.
You just use your middle name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just easier.
That's what's up, wow.
Yeah. It helps. So it's actually Jazwan John. Is there any middle initial?
Crazy sounding name. That's awesome.
It is, right?
Yeah. my middle initial is J.
J. Okay. Ray J. J. Gaspard. Yeah. All right.
Yes, sir.
Nice. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we send the Google verification letter to?
Yes. Okay. So
okay.
I have a question for you.
You want me to hide that?
Oh,
sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So I'm actually just renting this house out.
Mm.
So would you recommend me put like a solid house, like my mom's house or something?
I mean,
or
are you
could
planning
I, like,
on
change
moving
the address
soon?
And stuff or, like? So the thing is, I'm not really sure if I'm gonna
okay, better
move the lease.
Where does your mom live? Like, what city?
She lives in Metairie. She lives, like, 10 minutes away from me.
Okay. So it's the same service area. I just, because I wouldn't be able to work with you if it's more than 40 miles away, because it's not the same geographic area.
Right.
But yeah, I could switch the address to her.
No, she's still right. She's right around the corner.
Okay. Yeah, I could switch the address to her. The thing is, they'll send a letter in the mail, right? If there's any issues with the letter, then they do a video verification. And for that video verification, you'd actually have to be there in order to get Google verified.
Okay.
Like, you have to go make, like, a little video in the front and just, hey, this is, you know.
Okay. Like, at our house or whatever?
Exactly, yeah. And then I could hide the address, though, so that way it won't – I mean, your listing will just say Metairie on it instead of New Orleans or Harahan. Okay, let me do that then. I'll switch it. I'll switch the whole account over to her address just because it seems more stable.
Yeah, that'll
and then I'll have it hidden.
I just don't want anything to get transferred and then, like, something gets sent over here and I don't live here anymore and I'm just out of luck, you know?
Right. You do want all your online listings to match for the company, though. Like, everything, name, address, and phone number that's online, you want that to be the same or else it kind of causes problems with the search engine. So, I know you already created stuff with Home Advisor by Angie's. You'll probably cancel that later, but just as, like, food for thought, if there's any issues with the verification, you probably will have to have them even change the address that they have online.
Okay.
Okay. But what's her address?
It is 3225 41st Street, Metairie, Louisiana. 70001.
Okay, got it. Save. All right, and then let me switch this over in the billing section. You said the billing address is the same too. It's your mom's address for the card.
Yeah, you can just put it all over
there.
Okay. Yeah.
And you want it to match up with what the bank has, or it'll decline it. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
All right. It's 5211.
5211.
0500.
0500.
1934.
1934.
1956.
1956. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
08/28. 08/28,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
930.
930, okay. And I'm going to walk you through a voice verification before I process the payment. This is going to outline the agreement. And then we're also going to send this to you in writing as well, so that way you have it all documented, everything we're doing for you with the receipt.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, and this is a business expense too, by the way, because it says Google Advertising on the invoice. So you can write this off when you do your taxes at the end of the year, and they give it back to you. Forgot to mention that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
some businesses
can't
exist without their Google Advertising. They're basically redundant without it. Okay.
That's crazy.
Let me see. Oh, man, I got to customize this campaign, so... Local only, no Facebook ads. Okay, that one's normally $3.99. We're going to go down to $1.99. All right, just had to make sure I got your package. Okay, and then I'm going to turn on this recording, okay? I'm going to walk you through it.
All right.
All right. Okay, Dereje, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Gaspard Graff and Gardens.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Dereje Gaspard, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you gave me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Dereje, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Like I said, you don't got to go out to everybody. You could cherry pick them, but you know, if you're going dead for a couple of days, I'm going to do a pulse check on you. We'll start blowing you up, making sure you're alive.
Okay.
Then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend that you try our services for 2 months when you first sign up with us, just because we got to build everything from scratch for you, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Okay? And it says,
okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 12th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. However, this is going to be for a pro package bundle. Okay? I've waived all setup fees, and I've locked you in at the discounted pricing structure. I've also included the custom website design in the package at no additional cost to you. So I've waived all the fees associated with the site. So when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to automatically renew each month. It's going to be on the 12th day, but you'll keep this pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. That'll never go up or change, okay?
Okay.
Unless you call in and say, hey, I want ads like on Facebook or Google or, you know, Google Guaranteed.
Right.
But you have to trigger it. It'll never change on you for any other reason. It's set in stone. And then
Wonderful.
It says you can cancel at any time. Like I said, no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you do discontinue the service, let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Let me go and update, and then I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this goes through, you're going to start receiving everything in writing, so you'll get like an automated text message that'll come through. It'll have a full outline of the agreement, and then there's also going to be a username and password for your tracking system. I highly recommend you download our app. Our app makes everything a lot easier. It's just Local Splash in the App Store. And you can see, like, all your leads, where they came from. You could oversee your site if you ever want to make changes to your site. I mean, everything's right in there where it's just convenient. Like, you open up the app and, oh, I want to change this on my logo. You know, you click on the logo, you put something in there, 24 hours, they'll make the change. So there's people, like, constantly monitoring it on the back end helping you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. It says.
Cool. So do I need you to like when I am setting up the app?
No, it's pretty easy. You download it, and then they'll send you a text, like a welcome text here. The payment declined for some reason. It said to try again. I don't know if you're getting like a notification from the bank, but when the payment clears, it'll automatically text you and email you your username and password, and that's all you need. You just download the app, and you have your UN and password, and then from there, it's pretty easy to use, but if you have trouble, we have 24/7 customer service, and you have my number. You could always just call in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to retry this transaction. I don't know if they sent you a notification, maybe, if it's like a security thing.
Yeah, retry it, because I just transferred money into that account to make sure that it would go through.
Yeah, no, it said same thing. Decline, retry transaction. Let me go into the billing and see what's going on. It's weird because usually it gives me like a error message, like maybe the address is wrong or the card code was wrong, but this one's just saying retry.
Huh.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know why funny shit like that always happens to me, man.
Do you know the billing address, if it's the same, or is the card billing under 818 Tyler
Adams? Yeah, the billing one is, the billing address for it is under 818.
Oh, okay. That's the problem. I left it with your mom's address from the PIN verification. Yeah. Here, let me fix it.
My bad. Does that matter?
Yeah, it matters a lot, you know? Oh, with verification? No.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I mean, usually you would want them all to match up, truthfully, but I mean, it's not going to stop us. If we were running it through the AI system, it would be a big problem, but we're manually doing this one for you. So. Oh,
thank God.
Yeah, it should be fine. And that was in Harrard, right?
Harahan.
Oh, Harahan. That was like Harrard.
Yes, sir.
Harahan. Okay, I'm just manually typing it out. It wasn't, this is the one that kept saying New Orleans. Let me see. There it goes. Okay. Spelled Harahan wrong. There's no E in there. I was seeing DeRay J and thinking everything's got E's. Alright, let's see. Save. Let me see if it works now. Try this again. Oh, no, same thing. It's just declining so fast, too. It's not even, like, giving it a chance. 818 Tyler Ave, Harahan, 70123, yeah, that's it. Okay, do you want to try to read the card number back to me?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try again, because maybe there's a number wrong. Usually it tells me, but it's just not giving me the exact error code.
Yeah, I'm not understanding.
Yeah, it's weird.
For sure, we got everything right. It's 5211.
5211.
0500.
0500.
1934.
1934.
1956.
1956. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0828.
August 28. Okay, and three-digit code on the back?
930.
930. Okay, update, billing, package is signed. So odd. You're not getting any kind of notifications, like emails or text messages from the bank?
No, sir.
It's very strange. Yeah, it just says the same thing. Decline, retry.
We tried doing my credit card.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, unless you have, like, a different card, because this is just saying decline. Okay, I can switch it to the credit card. What's the... I'm ready whenever you are. Sorry.
Yeah, I got you. 1 second.
That's so odd.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
All right. 5178.
5178.
0589.
0589.
2950.
2950.
1750.
1750. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0729.
07 of 29. And then three-digit code on the back.
749.
All right, we'll try to redo this. Well, that's a good thing. We could build your credit up, too. Yeah, it's 199. Yeah, it's always a good thing. Yeah, it'll be exactly 199, though. There's no other charges, so it's just clear-cut 199.
That'll be perfect.
Okay, let's try this. Okay, it didn't just decline it. It's spinning now. I think it's going to go through.
There we go. That's good news. It just went through.
Okay, perfect. So let me go over here to our client interview calendar, and I got to schedule your client interview. So these client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but we do ask for an hour in case the call goes over. The agenda for this call is to get your website set up and your logo, but also go over, like, which keywords and services you want to be listed for, and then also the area, right? Because we could customize the area.
Okay.
The maximum is 40 miles, but if you want to shrink it, or if you're like, hey, I don't want to go over here, this part of town, we can customize it to you. So
Okay.
What would be the best time?
So the max is 40?
Yeah, that's the max from the street address. So it's going to be from your mom's address because that's where they're going to PIN verify you.
Okay. That's fine.
You could always shrink it, though. Like, sometimes guys, especially, like, the next couple months is peak season, summer. So, you know, sometimes they keep it, like, 10, 15, really, just so that they're not getting blown up.
Right.
And it's like, if I'm already going to have this much, why am I going to travel 30 miles just to do a lawn, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, if it's closer to your house, you might as well just get all the ones close together.
Yeah, it's better that way. Sometimes you can get multiple, like, 4 or 5 of them in a day if you really move. Or if you have a little help.
Ooh.
Yeah, it depends on the kind of work that you're doing, though, too. Sometimes it's, like, you know, all-day projects. So it just depends.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Those client interviews, like I said, 30 to 45 minutes. We need an hour, though, just in case. So
okay.
What would be the best time for you to do the client interview?
I mean, I guess sooner the better. So, I mean, we're going to try to do tomorrow.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I mean, you say sooner the better. I can get you into one, like, 11 o'clock.
Oh, what, today?
Yeah, if you want, I mean, if you want to.
No, man.
You usually do them same day or next day?
Yeah, the next day. Let's try to do tomorrow. Tomorrow morning.
Same time tomorrow? You want to go 9 a.m.?
Let's shoot for 10.
Okay. Give you time to wake up, maybe.
I gotta go cut this couple lawns tomorrow morning, first thing in the morning, cause got a couple people that are having a party, a couple clients of mine, so I gotta knock that out first thing in the morning before.
Gotcha. So, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll send you a calendar invitation to this, to your email address, and then I'll text you 1 hour before too, just as a heads up reminder, so you don't forget.
Okay.
Okay, but pretty easy works. Call.
So
they have set questions,
and
they'll walk you through it. Oh.
Okay, is it a Zelle? Zoom?
No. It's just going to be over the phone. They're just going to call you directly on this line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The only time they'll do the video is if we need it for the verification, but they'll give you a heads up way before then.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah,
so all I need for tomorrow
call
is
you
that,
8 in the morning,
app?
You just woke up. Hey. Yeah, but download the app and then you should get those texts already. Do you have the text messages from our company?
And yeah, I'm getting them
emails
right now.
To you? Okay, perfect. Yeah, so there's a full outline of the agreement. You want to sign off on that, and then the username and password for the app will come through automatically in that text. Everything's also being sent to your email address as well.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right. Well, I want to officially welcome you aboard. Yeah. Thank you for signing up. Looking forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or you feel like you're missing something, don't hesitate to call. You know, we don't get paid unless our clients are making money. So, you know, no questions or dumb questions. We want to make sure we get you up and running as fast as possible.
Okay, John. I really appreciate it, man. You've been a great help.
Absolutely. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call, okay, tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Sounds good, my man.
All right.
Talk
we'll
to
talk
later.
To you then. All right. Bye-bye.